Call Connie and Fish toll free at 866-941-NUTS or send them an email at email@connieandfish.com.
Hello, crazy American people, with your music in your HD radio.
6 o'clock with Connie and Fish. Good morning.
Hey there.
It's Jumpstart Trivia time. Boy, how many times have we changed this question today? Four?
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a lot of choices today. It's a, you know, we want it to be the perfect question for you. We care about you. We're like chefs making you a meal. Naughty chefs.
Here we go with the question, okay? Connie and Fish prize pack up for grabs. 81% of men keep this in their closet.
The answer, never mind. I can't say that. I'll give it away. 81% of men keep this in their closet for the love and admiration of your friends and coworkers, and, of course, the Connie and Fish prize pack.
81% of men keep this in their closet. What do you think it is? Fish?
No. Well.
Yes.
But no.
It's just not in your closet.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you know, I can't get into it. But 81% of men keep this in their closet. The phones in the Connie Fish phones, 866-941-6887.
I think this should be 81% of men keep this in their home.
Yeah, I think that would make more sense.
Home.
Are you changing it?
Yep.
All right.
I don't make it that tough.
All right, once again, 866-941-6887.
81% of men keep this in their home.
Opening the much-needed, much-desired carbonated, caffeinated beverages. Nine diet. Seriously. It would take three people to hug me right now. I'm huge, but I have to do it.
Shut up.
Here we go. Oh, got a little bit everywhere.
All right, Jumpstart Trivia. 81% of men keep this in their home. What do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's skeletons.
Marie says their ex-girlfriend or their exes are...
I think that's right.
I think that's right, too.
Yeah, it's because
a couple of them. It's actually,
not just letters. It's not. It's something. Anything.
Right. Something from an ex.
So
yeah, what's your name?
My name's Jenny.
Yeah. Hi, Jenny.
Jenny, you, my friend, just won Jumpstart Trivia.
Yay. No.
Okay, now, Jenny, are you currently married? What's your stats here, babe?
Married.
Okay, do you have things that you've kept from an ex?
I don't know. I can't tell you if my husband does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Is that well, does he have...
He does, I guess.
Does he have boxes that you don't know what's in... What, like, any, you know, what's in them?
Ooh.
No, because I'm really sneaky and I check her
home.
Do you?
Oh, do you? Yeah, okay, yeah. So if he does, he has to have a whole storage locker that you don't know about then in that case.
Yeah,
because
right?
I don't have anything that nobody... You could pretty much go through any bin, box, whatever storage unit that I have.
Uh-huh.
I could care less. I keep nothing.
I keep a lot. Well, and it's funny because you could have memories in your home because if they bought you, like, clothing or something.
Right. I don't throw that stuff away.
And that's what threw me.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I have boxes, though, that I put, like, you know, special notes in or cards or, you know, nude photos of them in case they ever become famous. Things of that nature.
Now, don't you have a box for each one?
I used to. I've consolidated said boxes.
Have you?
I had one girl that I dated in the past, actually, 8 years that gave me so much stuff that I wanted to just... put away, or, you know, I threw a lot of it away and then I put a lot of it in its own separate box.
So what is the point, like, with cards and stuff? Do you go back and ever actually read them until you're moving and purging stuff from your basement?
It's funny you say that because I recently did because I moved into a new home and
right.
I did this whole going through stuff and I saw cards from my high school girlfriend and I was reading them and it was kind of funny.
Hmm.
But, you know, it's so funny because you think back then and, you know, oh, my God, I can't wait till we're married. I always love you, blah, blah, blah. That girl won't even talk to me now.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even take a call from me.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't date her.
Isn't it funny how you didn't date her?
Yeah, I wouldn't keep dating her.
Oh.
She got mad.
I don't have anything. Not one thing.
That
and I literally,
me.
Except for, God, as far back as I can remember since I was 14 and had my first serious boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who I dated for like 7 years, so I was in my early 20s, and then again after another guy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was around for a long time, at least a decade, and I have nothing.
You did. You used to have something that was not a card.
Oh, my big bunny.
The big bunny. That's why I was making big arm motions to you.
My first love, his name was Steve. Mm-hmm. And we started dating in 1982. I was a freshman in high school. And then that year, he gave me a big, huge, like one of the huge, 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 huge stuffed rabbits. And my neighbor has a little boy.
Yeah. And this thing is in mint condition.
It is, because I was going to save it for my child. Yeah.
Surprise, you're 40.
Surprise, I'm 40 and I don't have one. So there you go. So I was pitching it and my neighbor's 2-year-old was like, oh, bunny.
Yeah, I mean, this bunny is bigger than the kid.
Oh, he couldn't even carry it.
Yeah.
So I gave it to him.
I mean, since then, they probably...
So, bye-bye, bunny. That was the only thing that I ever kept, though. And I didn't... I mean, that was 1982. It's been, what, 26 years? I never looked at it and thought, oh, Steve gave that to me. You know what I mean? It's been so long, I didn't even remember who gave it to me. I'm, you know...